right, man. It's time for the show, man. It's Fans of Patrol time. My name is Montego, and it is time to roll, man. We got a great show this week, man. So we're going to do Malignant, man. It's available on HBO Max. You can check that out before they take that off. But before I take another step, because I've been talking to Tiff for a couple hours now and forgot that we were doing a show, what's happening with you, Tiffobot, my co-host?
Well, it's been a long week, and I'm glad that it is Saturday. It is Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad it's Saturday. Yeah. I know we don't like to talk about what day it is. I'm just like, who gives a shit? It's Saturday, everyone. Right now, when I'm talking to you, it's fucking Saturday, coming at you from the past.
Well, you know, we like our shows to feel timeless, you know.
It could be Monday.
Yeah, you never know.
It's Saturday.
Hey, the show was pretty good this week, man. So like I said, we're talking about Malignant. We actually have some Halloween news, man, because that time is coming. So y'all follow Tifflebot's list. Get ready for the list because that's coming up. Mm-hmm. And Disney dropped a big one on us this week. I'm sure Tifflebot would be very unhappy about this, but I'm digging this. So can't wait to talk about a little Disney Plus news, man. Also, I am so excited to talk about our one shot this week. Tifflebot's favorite comic book, Why the Last Man. I can't wait to hear her take on this thing. And then that's going to do it, y'all. We back to the main topic at the top of the key. Hey, are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, man, we are back. It's time to get the show on the road, Tifflebot. But before we go, could you hit us with that stellar, hard-hitting news voice, social media?
Oh, my God. Gonna have to clean that shit up. let's just go back.
Okay, go.
Back it up. Oh, sorry. Yes. For everything Fans of Patrol, go to fanspatrol.com. That's our main hub. And then you can get to us on our social media platforms, which is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. You subscribe to our YouTube. I don't know how much longer that's going to be a thing. And then if you want to, you can give us a dollar on Patreon and then listen to us on your favorite listening platform. Give me a dollar. I'm going to just keep asking you for one fucking dollar, you ass.
Hey, and don't sneeze on our YouTube because videos are coming, man. You know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, behind the scenes, sometimes we talk about YouTube and we wonder about it.
We do, because it's just like impossible, man.
It's a piece of shit. Generally speaking, YouTube is a piece of shit.
You know, you do quality shit. You think it's funny. You think it's entertaining. And you get 5 views. And you're like, you mother puss buck. Anyway, we're going to stop.
When I see less than 10 on anything I've ever done, I just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why even bother?
Right. But, you know, it's our fault. It's nobody else's fault. So let's hit a little news, man. So, you know, your boy is getting heavy and heavier into scary movies. One of my favorite movies from me being in high school, it was like our high school movie. You know, it's like a movie that you feel like is defining, you know, your time. That was The Lost Boys for me, man. Everybody was like walking around hissing and being vampires and shit. It's funny how that comes around, but it's for the younger generation, it was like glowing vampires like being in love in the forest.
No, don't you go fuck yourself. I think my generation, it was probably Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Like if we're talking about specifically vampire movies, that was my generation's.
I thought it would have been Twilight. I did. I thought you would.
Well, I guess. I think the first Twilight came out, 2007 or something? I was in college then.
Okay, so it wasn't high school. So it would have been Interview with a Vampire. It would have been sad ass vampires walking around just being sad.
Listen, I read all those books. I was into it. I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie? See, that's a little bit like I hate Twilight. I do. I think people who listen to this know that I kind of have like a weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like vengeance, like a vendetta against it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that being said, how can I fault anyone? Because I was like over here acting like this Anne Rice was like the next best thing. I mean, I will die on that hill. It is better than Twilight.
Now, see, we're going to have to start filming these because I was making this pose because I thought about Guillermo on. What we do in the shadows.
Yes.
Doing his Antonio Banderas vampire, you know, the little kid shit. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
Anyway, man, this story is talking about a new Lost Boys coming now. Let me cool your jets before you guys like finish smacking your lips. Cause I know it was like, you was hearing it because they did Lost Boys. It was effing awesome. you know, and then they, and I think that Joel Schumacher did that, which was amazing, you know. Anyway, they did more Lost Boys, and they, you know, were terrible and terrible and worse over the years. You know, even brought back some of the original cast members, Corey Haim and Federman. And it was still bad, 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 bad. And, you know, it's just like, it was like, would you, y'all just stop ruining this, you know, great thing? It's not a franchise. It was one movie. And then they had the comic book, which was, yeah. I mean, a lot of Lost Boys stuff. So they're actually about to take it seriously, Tiffle Bob. And they're supposed to be bringing in, what, Randy McKenning, who had written for Static Shock and Warner Brothers and stuff like that. And they're bringing that kid in, to, I guess, to play one of the frogs.
I think that kid is annoying.
Really? I like the crying kid from A Quiet Place.
I would pay to smack that kid.
Noah Jupe is his name?
And I don't know.
Yeah, that's his name.
Here's the thing. Okay, I want to put a pin in whatever we're talking about to discuss. So obviously we're reading news from the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say this website's name because I don't know how that works, but this fucking website sucks monkey nuts. Oh, it's God. Like, fuck, you can't even scroll on everything because there's so many fucking ads and shit. I don't know what's going on in the story.
Okay, yo.
I read it like yesterday and I have totally forgotten. So I'm like, what's happening?
Hey, Tim, what's funny about this website is it's a pretty big, you know,
it's a big one, yeah
it's a big one, but
no name dropping everyone, but it's one you'd know.
I didn't realize until you said it's like you are like reading like a puzzle. You gotta turn your head.
Okay, let me be honest with you, blahblahblah.com, this feels thirsty as fuck. Like, it just feels like you are really into this advertising's dick. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Put it to the side.
So
anyway, I'm sorry. You tell me what's happening and I'll respond in kind. I can't get this to work.
So it looks like they're taking a real swing at doing a reboot of The Lost Boys. I love The Lost Boys. You know, Kiefer Sutherland, Corey Haim, Corey Federman, Jason Patrick. You know, it's a great thing, you know, and I tend to watch it around Halloween now, you know, because it didn't start as a Halloween movie. I think it was released in the summertime. But to replicate the coolness of, you know, Lost Boys, because it was more cool than it was scary. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely a vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Rather,
I love The Lost Boys. But, okay, I would like us both to say both our favorite scene.
Oh, wow.
In The Lost Boys, okay?
Oh, man.
I actually have more than one, so it's hard for me, but I'm going to tell you.
I think I know your favorite, but I'm not going to ruin it.
So tell me yours.
My favorite scene.
I kind of wonder. I think I might know what yours is, and I kind of
no,
don't
because
know if I'm right.
Mine is gonna be cliche, but I have two. I have a funny one, and I have a serious one. My 11th grade self loved when they were enticing Michael to drink the blood. You know, and he was like, you never get old, Michael, and you never die, but you must feed. Cool shit. But my most hilarious scene in that movie is watching the big fella who looked like Conan popping his hip while he was playing that saxophone.
Okay, yes, that's Tim. That's a real saxophone player.
Yeah, he played with Tina Turner. Yeah, he was famous.
Tim Capano.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him. That's my favorite scene, and you're fucking stealing my shit. But
I still honestly believe. He's popping that hip. Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding, ding, ding,
my
ding,
God. Ding, if I could go back in time.
Oh, shit.
So I love that scene, obviously. Right. Iconic. But my other favorite scene, since you did too, is when he's eating the rice and it turns into maggots.
Same scene I was talking about. You know, it was the
same thing.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, it's a great scene. The whole thing. I also like it when you meet the Frog Brothers.
Yeah, because they're so serious. And they both.
I love the Frog Brothers.
They were both channeling Sylvester Stallone in that whole thing. They, you know, that's what they was doing. That's why they were talking the way they were doing. But so it looks like they're taking an honest swing. You know, these kids they have here looks like they're going to be the Frog Brothers and the younger brother played by Corey Haim. And so they're building this. I think this is cool because they're not like about to do direct to DVD, which were all the other Lost Boys.
Oh, so you're like, this is going to be like this is going to be a theatrical release. It's kind of like what does everybody say when a rebuquel?
Yeah, but Tiff, I think this is a mistake to do a Lost Boys. If you're going to do a Lost Boys, do it on Paramount or Hulu or I think that it could be a series. It would be cooler if it was a series because you can.
I don't want it to be.
I think if you did a series, you can really get into the characters more than you did in the movie because now.
I mean, you could. You know, so, but are I, so you're saying they're recasting the same characters. It's not like a new set of people.
I don't think it's a new set of people. I think it's a reboot here.
Okay.
From what I read. And it's like, okay, you can do another Lost Boys, but the original Lost Boys is really, really good. So to me, if you're going to do it, why don't you just do it on like Netflix or something like that? So you can really tell a good, you know, story, you know what I'm saying? And not just rehash the very first one, you know, at the carnival and Santa Carla and all that other stuff, man. So, you know, I don't know.
I here's the thing. I would definitely watch this, but mm-hmm. I think everyone has a few things that they're like, I don't really want you to do this. Please don't do this. Not mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. but if it happens, I'm not going to be like.
Hold up, Tiff. I would agree with you with that. Mm-hmm. However, the franchise itself did so many shitty sequels that it's like,
right.
you really can't ruin it at this point. You know, what are you going to
do? No, I don't. What I don't mean is, I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong because I'm like, I still don't care if they make it. Like, I'm not one of those people where I'm like, don't make that.
Right.
What I'm saying is that, like, I'm not probably going to partake in it. Mm. Well, I probably will because you'll probably make me.
Yeah, of course.
So I did want to read. So this fucking finally opened and I did see one horrifying line. Which is, this movie is fondly remembered for its young and sexy cast.
I would disagree with...
Ooh, it's young and sexy cast.
Whatever millennial wrote that, because...
But then it says, as well as a soundtrack that featured acts such as In Excess,
Hey Tiff, I bought Echo, the sound. I bought the soundtrack, you know. I bought this.
Well, yeah, it's good. Listen, that fucking prelude... Listen, we can't do this. We can't do this. Stop. We're not even... We cannot get down this... Do not make me do this.
Right. You about to start singing this shit.
Yeah, we're going to stop, period. Yeah. We're done talking about this news story. All right. It's coming. You're happy about it. I don't really give a shit. What's the next thing on the agenda?
Okay. Listening to the boss, y'all. Tibblebutt. So I'm watching TV, and uh-huh. I'm cruising the internet, and all of a sudden, it says Disney Plus Hawkeye trailer to be released. And they released the trailer, Tibblebutt. Mm-hmm. And... You know, we knew this was coming. They had been talking about the Hawkeye, you know, coming. And Jeremy Renner and Stansfield. Haley Stansfield, who I loved Bumblebee. And I think she's a fine young actress.
I do. And you know what? I also like some of her music.
So she does do music.
She's a pop singer, yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering why she was at that Met Gala and she...
It really isn't very good, honestly. But she's not a bad singer, is what I'm saying. She just does, like, radio pop. And
gotcha.
Then I think she's, she's a pretty decent little actress and she's a cutie. And yes, I did see her at
she looked unrecognizable. Completely different, Tiffobot.
Yeah, that was insane.
I was like, is somebody I would talk to in a bar, but...
Yeah, she looked hot as fuck.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I was like, what is happening? I was like, I kept looking at the picture. I was like,
Wasn't the same person.
I don't know who that is, but I want to meet him.
Yeah. I want to meet her now.
Yeah.
Please, I'm not married. Please, I don't know. I'm not married. Take off that ring. I'm not hiding a ring. What are you talking about?
Send the girl of our dreams to us.
Yeah. That was amazing, Tiff.
Fans at Fans of Patrol.
So the trailer dropped, Tiffobot. And there's the most wonderful time of the year, and it has a Christmas theme, which Disney Plus have not done. So I'm like, okay, that makes a lot of sense, you know, because there's not much in the Marvel Universe of Christmas. I think the only thing they did at Christmas was Iron Man 3, which people don't like. I liked it. But anyway, so what are your thoughts on this thing, Tiffobot? Because I know you hate Jeremy Renner, and Jeremy Renner a song.
That fucking song, listen, sometimes... Yo, okay, stop it. Stop that. First of all, fuck you. Fuck you. Because you're sitting over there like, oh, isn't that terrible? You fucking like that song.
I do. It's a catchy tune.
You are a horrible human being. You're a horrible human being because I have heard you off mic say some shitty things about songs that are actually good.
Yeah.
And you're over here jamming to this. It's a fucking ear atrocity. It doesn't sound like that, but that's close enough.
It does sound like that when he's singing his theme because he has that
He's got that fucking duster jacket on and the goddamn eyeliner that they put on and they rub off a little bit. I mean, look, Jeremy Renner, you're 72 years old. I don't want to see you looking like this.
I always wanted to make a record. I'm going to make a record because I was in hit movies. And,
God. Please, this is hurting me physically.
Okay, back to the trailer, Chippo-Bot. Back to the trailer.
I do hate Jeremy Renner. I think he's an okay actor. And by okay, I mean, sure, fine, whatever. And like, yeah, he has done other things that I have not seen. So like, I can't say how well he has done. I've never seen The Hurt Locker.
Oh, you know what he was really good in? Mission Impossible movies. He did a few of those with Tom Cruise. He was really good. I liked him. I like Jeremy Renner. Hell with you people who don't like archers.
His face looks like a rock that's breaking in half.
He has a little rock appeal to him.
For the love of God.
So the trailer.
You're in love with him. You're in love with him.
The trailer, Chippo-Bot. The trailer. Haley Stansfield. Yeah, okay, archers. Most wonderful time of the year.
I would watch this.
Yeah, it looked great.
Yeah, it looked good. Okay, fine, I'd watch it.
Thank
fuck you.
It looked great. Wow.
This is making me sick, okay? Admitting that this is something that I would put my eyeballs on is upsetting to me. It's upsetting to me, and I'm mad.
Wow.
I'm mad that you're asking me about it. I'm mad that I'm going to – here's the thing. There are things that I have actually liked and enjoyed that you have made me watch that I did not finish. I foresee a horrible wasteland future where I watch this whole entire fucking thing without being asked to. Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want that to happen to me.
Oh, no, y'all. Look, y'all. You know, Tiff, I get it. But it looked it was so much better than I thought it could have been. You know, I was like, well, Hawkeye, just be like.
I'm trying to get to a Zen state.
You know what I thought they were going to do with this? I thought they were going to try to transform him into a Punisher-esque type character in his own show, you know. But I think this is kind of based on the sweet Hawkeye run that they had in the comic books. And it looks really good, man. And it just, on top of being edgy, it looked really fun, you know. And I was
wow. Like, it looked like, I liked that when I watched it, some... like not supernatural, but like more than quote unquote normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it also wasn't like they didn't do a thing where they're like, we're gonna make him like a superhero. He was a very like much, and then you know what I mean, like the kind of superhero he should be. Right?
Yeah, they were. I love the Planes, Trains, and Automobile type of vibe they had where they were like, I'm trying to get home for Christmas. You know, and I'm like, yes. That's how, you know what? That's what you do with a character like this. Well, you know, he shoots a bow and arrow, and I love the Haley stance. The chemistry was there, man. You know, with
I think that's why that it maybe charmed me so much, is because I think that maybe Jeremy Renner does a better job when there's someone to play off of that's a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I mean, Scarlett Johansson, fine actress. I'm just saying that, like, their vibe is different.
Yeah, it's like we screwed, but we're not gonna ever talk about it. And you know, but with this kid, you know, he's just like, God damn it.
Kind of exasperated.
Yeah, he's just like, God damn it.
Which is an attitude I enjoy. I enjoy being slightly annoyed by someone, but also finding them endearing. I find myself to be slightly annoying and endearing.
Now and me too, Chippo-Bot. No, so in the movie, I thought they were gonna make his daughter, you know, Kate Bishop, and have her be the, you know, because he was training her and stuff, and then the blip happened.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Right.
And but then, you know, they cast Stansfield, and I was like, is she gonna be older? No, but then they actually showed the actress who played his daughter. So it was like really, really cool.
I have a question.
Yes.
That I didn't pick up on because I'm stupid and I may regret asking this. Is this pre or post blip?
It's post. It's absolutely post. Yeah.
I didn't know. I was asking. Because in the blip times, so there's I can't believe I'm talking like this.
They only went pre-blip with Natasha in her movie. That was it.
But there's pre-blip.
Yes.
Blip.
Yeah.
And post-blip.
All of the Disney stuff has been post-blip. All of it.
But I'm just saying that it could be blip.
Yeah, but it's not.
It could have been, but it wasn't. I'm just saying because, and the reason I say that is because during the blip, he was in Tokyo and he was doing missions.
No,
and it kind of looked like he was doing the same thing.
No, because she took on his Ronin persona, and he was like, I got to look into this. This is not a character. It's not a comic book character people want to be running around doing. I should be in prison for the stuff I was doing, you know, in that costume. And so that's why I think that urgency. And it just looks like a barrel of monkeys, and it also looks serious enough. And it also looks serious enough that it's just going to be engaging, and it's supposed to have like other Marvel characters. Like I think the Tim Roth character is supposed to be in this, the Abomination that we just saw in the Shang-Chi. I think he's
okay.
Yeah, so you know they all of these things are supposed to be setting up the major universe for when they ever get around to doing an all new, all different Avengers, you know, because we don't know who the hell is going to be in that, you know, and who's going to lead it, because the only person I can see leading it is Spider-Man at this point.
What is funny about this?
What's that?
Is that we are now entering a phase of this MCU where I believe that the cinematic universe is becoming just as confusing and potentially off-putting to people who are not a part of it as comic books.
Because of the history?
Because they're like, oh, now there's these shows they have to watch and this other shit. And pretty soon it's like the novels and it's not making sense. And
but you know what?
Warhammer figures in your basement. Yes, yes, and your yes, mom's yes, telling yes. you SpaghettiOs already. It's fucking fucked up shit. But it's some fucked up shit.
Let me explain. And okay. I'm gonna agree with you to one point, but I'm gonna disagree with you on another point. The only movies that's been making mega money has been the Marvel movies, man. Even through the pandemic, you know? I mean, it's like right now, they still can't do any wrong. They're still strong, you know? And people say, oh, I have Marvel fatigue. Bullshit, until the movie comes out and then it's like, oh man, I've been reinvigorated. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So they're holding their audience. They didn't do the Star Wars. They didn't hit one of those things where people are like, I don't want to deal with this no more. People are loving it.
Here's the thing about fatigue, and I think we've talked about this before, and maybe my position has changed, but I do not believe that a quality product can give you fatigue. And what I mean by that is not necessarily anything about the MCU.
Interesting.
Because if I saw a zombie movie today that was really good
and different, you're right.
I would enjoy that even though there's potentially what you might consider a zombie fatigue. Does that make sense? It's just like
100% because we just watched something.
Here's what you're really saying. You're not fatigued by zombie movies. You're fatigued by shitty ass shit movies.
Yeah.
You happen to have seen because of a popularity.
And just look at Marvel.
Just be more fucking discerning. That's not my fucking problem.
You can say anything you want to say. And then, like, they had somebody this week come out trying to say, the guy who's doing Dune, he wanted to talk shit about Marvel. And it was like, have you seen Shang-Chi? Are you kidding me?
Did Dune come out yet?
No, it hasn't, but it's supposed to be coming out.
When is that supposed to come out?
Really soon. Really soon. And it's be on HBO Max, so you can go to the movies if you don't.
Oh,
you
know? Hell yeah. I love not going to the movies.
Damn, ain't it got nice? It's got nice, Tiffle Bot. It's like...
Well, here's the thing. That's not true. I actually do enjoy going to the movies, but I enjoy going to the movies for something that...
It's like nice having a choice.
I really want to go see.
Yeah, it's like nice having a choice.
But also, it feels weird. It feels weird these days to be breathing in a room full of weirdos.
Listen, we got to get back on topic here. Okay, so...
I'm so sorry. Cut it all.
No, we're not cutting it out. This is the uncut show, but it is time for us to take a break because we're gonna come back and we're going to actually talk about something that's on our agenda today, and that's Why the Last Man. We'll be right back. All right, man, we are back. It's time for our one shot, man. If you never heard the show before, every once in a while, we change up this middle section. We do different things. But I think we haven't done a one shot in a while. And this show, we have been actually talking about for over a year. And so we had to do a one shot, man, and talk about how the first episode of this show is looking. What I'm talking about is Why the Last Man, 2021 TV 14. It was like 54 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Set in a post-apocalyptic world, why is the last surviving male human on the planet? Based on a comic book series, which happens to be our very own Tifflebot's favorite comic, man. Action, adventure, drama, fantasy, sci-fi. Stars who, Miss Tifflebot?
Diane Lane, Ashley Romans, Ben Schnetzer, Olivia Thirlby, that one's hard to say, Juliana Canfield, Elliot Fletcher, Maren Ireland, Amber Tamblyn. I love Amber Tamblyn.
Amber Tamblyn, which one is she?
You know, I didn't even notice when I was watching this, so I'm not sure if I missed her or
Maybe you haven't got to it yet.
Or if she's not there yet.
You should probably stop reading because, you know, this might be into episode 8 or something like that now, you know.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. It's so many people. But interesting cast, man. So let's hit the... Well, no, it's time for... We got to do our... I'm forgetting about everything. It's time for one word. Tiff, one word. Why the Last Man... on Hulu.
I'm gonna say cautious.
Whoa. And I'm very interested to hear your explanation about things like that, because I know this is based on the graphic novel. And so I'm like, you know, it's going a certain way, but I wonder if it's like, this, you know, like messing with the purists, because I had a feeling, and I would love to know if I'm right, if it had, if it was like doing things that had happened later in the comics and they were like jumbling events around.
Right. Are you asking me that right now?
Yeah, I'm asking you right there right now. Yeah.
No, for the most part, it was pretty much that's it. Some of the stuff didn't happen in the comics. Mm. Obviously, it's that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff, no, it was mostly it might be a little bit quicker. It might have been a little bit quicker, but probably not. Because I kind of think that this happens in the first issue, is like the end of the first issue might be like realizing what has happened.
Gotcha.
So like, I don't think anything comes too soon. Like the death of the president, the movement of the folks underground.
Yeah.
That's pretty good so far. That's why so I guess you're kind of asking me like, that's why I'm cautious. Because I'm like, this is pretty accurately, but I think there are going to be some things that they're going to have to change because some sensitivities have changed. I mean, like for good.
Yeah.
Like some of our more, like we've become more sensitive to women even in the last 10 years. Right. So like, like as far as like other genders and stuff like that. So I think like some of that stuff might change.
Yes.
But other than that, I thought they did a pretty accurate representation. And so that's, I guess it would probably be more accurate to say cautiously optimistic, but that's two words. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that like, for now, I'm like,
cautious is good enough.
Right.
So my one word is intriguing, because it's so many layers to this first episode. And I know it's hard for people who read the comic. I've never read the comic. I have no idea what this is about, other than what you told me in like seconds on podcast, you know?
Right.
And so I'm watching this thing and the first scenes is happening and I'm like, huh. And then they go through the stories leading up to what happens. And as things go, it's like it's such a mystery, you know, to me. You know,
that's the way you said that. Yeah, go on.
And I'm like, this is interesting. And I'm actually watching it with somebody and we're both like, interesting. You know what I'm saying? And so I didn't get bored. I thought the pacing was very, very good. And so it had me. And then I saw that it had two more available for the first week on Hulu. And I was like, oh, it's a one shot. I can't watch it. You know, so I bet, because especially at the end, I was like, God damn it. I want to know what happened. But I was cool. So let's do spoilers and we can get into this proper. Starts off with I don't even know his name, but I figure he's Y, you know.
His name's Yorick.
Yorick. And he's like running around the town with a monkey and everything is dead and the bodies are just left there. And so I'm sitting there saying, yeah, I think this is about some kind of pandemic that just kills the men, you know, but there's nobody there. There's no women. There's nothing except for him and this cute Tiff, the monkey is so cute. I love the monkey.
Sure.
I love the goddamn monkey. And he risked his life to save the monkey. And I was like, that's just like we talked about last week with Wilson. You know, he's like, what's that? You can't die. What's that? It's just me and you. You know, so he like, when he does that, it's such a great scene. And I'm like, wow. I mean, so you're watching your comic book come to life. Where are you at?
I really like apocalyptic things, and that's probably why this is one of my favorite comic books, my favorite comic book. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about, at this specific point, something that I'm very concerned about.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It is that Why the Last Man has a beginning, and it has an end.
Okay.
Like, I know that sounds, obviously all stories have a beginning and an end, but like, an intentional beginning and intentional end. Like, it doesn't need to have, I'm worried that like, if it's ever, it's one of two things. It's either going to get popular, in which case I feel like it will go on
and they just past, keep writing shit and stuff past, like that.
Because the problem with American television, generally speaking, isn't necessarily that it goes on forever.
Tell us about America. Go ahead.
But that you don't know if it will go on forever. So like, you might be greenlit for like a season two, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, well, what if we're going to get greenlit all the way through to like a season 10? You might not do some things in season two
yeah,
that you would otherwise do because you're you know, yeah, I get to season 10. And that to me shouldn't be a consideration. It should be like, I have 4 seasons worth of television to tell.
I don't think you have to, no need to worry, Tiff.
I don't know if this is even going to make it.
I'm going to tell you why you have no need to worry. All right. It seems to me, out of all the streaming services, Hulu is the king or queen of limited series. They've done things that was popular, but they was like, it's 6 shows.
Right, but this is FX. This is FX on Hulu.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But it's their so all the shows.
Yes, that's true.
So FX has a deal with Hulu like What We Do in the Shadows comes out on FX first, and then on Hulu like the next day.
You only got this so is their many first people show. Watching Hulu, though. God damn. What? Go ahead. You only got so many people watching on Hulu.
This is their first show that I believe is...
No.
What we simultaneous doing? Release.
Oh, they released them both on each. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, because I know that What We Do with the Shadows is FX too.
Yes. So is a lot of, like, You're the Worst is FX on Hulu.
Okay.
But like...
So you can watch this on regular TV then, is what you're saying, on FX.
Correct.
Oh, I got you.
Or that it came out on the same day.
I got you. Like, I mean, interesting. That's interesting, you know?
So that's what I'm saying, that like, but you're right. They might say like, hey, we are going to have this show, and it's probably, besides Walking Dead, I think it's a little bit easier for a drama series to say that it's going to have a start and an end, because a comedy series could potentially evolve and change over time and still be funny.
Yeah. You say so.
I say that with a very...
You said that it definitely has an end.
There is a fucking end to this comic book.
Gotcha.
Period.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's nice
to
know.
That's why I'm like curious to know that like what was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. This is the first episode, and there's no need for me to have a panic attack about something I love being ruined. Okay. So just like.
So let's get back into it. So I love Diane Lane, and I like the flow of the way things have happened. I assume she's Nancy Pelosi, but younger, you know. Is she the speaker of the house? Because they never told you, but I figured she was a speaker because she was involved in such high level things. And, you know, she's got this feud going with the president. Is she like the speaker of the house, or is she just a congressperson?
I think she's the congressperson.
Oh, I figured.
I think she used to be before she was. It's been a long time since I've read Why the Last Man, so please forgive me. But the reason they're so familiar, her and the president, is because
they used to work together.
They used to work together.
Yeah.
More closely.
I assume she was speaker, though. I thought she had more power than just being a congressperson.
She might. She is. I think she's higher up because. Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't spoil. Not
so
for me.
So I do think she's higher up for things that I know that happened later.
Okay,
but
for me, a novice, I'm watching this, right? And it took me a while to figure out that her daughter was EMT.
She was the EMT, yes.
And the son was the magic man, you know.
Yorick, yes.
Yeah, and
so
I was surprised at that. And, you know, they were just, the show did a really good job of establishing different characters. And you have to realize that when you watch this, that they're establishing different characters. Because then you have the fake, the fake Secret Service agent in there who made the bomb that blew me away. That scene blew me away.
She is a Secret Service agent.
She's a fake secret. And I thought she was fake.
No, she's a Secret Service agent.
Because they just made her ID there, you know, and I was like, what is she?
Never mind. See, again, this is really fucking hard to talk about, goddammit.
This is pretty good, then. But I love the scene where she blow up the white supremacists.
She is maybe one of the best characters.
She means business, too.
In all of... The thing about it is that, like, if you are the kind of person who, like, reads exclusively superhero comic books.
If you're a Montego.
You might try this because her name is Agent 355.
Okay.
And that's not spoilers. That's just, she's like, from the beginning, when she introduces herself, that's what she's going to call herself. And you already know she's some kind of somebody, right? Because she's blowing up those people. She's getting the black car.
I figured she was a spook, but I didn't think she was a Secret Service agent.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Stop asking me fucking questions, no. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Well, anyway, you know what? I'm going to let you talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, let me go. And then you just.
I'm not going to say anything.
You just like dance around.
Because I'm fucked up.
So. So after the people blow up, you know, they're showing these animals that's like are dying. And I'm like, okay, everybody's going to die. And then you see the buck, you know, as she's running. And then the rat with the little kids. And then, you know, everybody dies, you know, on that, you know, fateful day. Now, your boy is asleep the whole time. Now, what really got me is I love the scene with the daughter killing her lover by mistake. And I was like, oh, shit, she's hit. And then everybody dies, you know, after right. that. And planes are falling from the skies and shit. And it was just so well done the way they did it. You know, it was like, wow. And they didn't even spend that much money doing it because they kind of like let you hear it, but you didn't really see it. You know, like the scene with the horse and the rats, you know, running
yes,
and stuff.
Yes.
Really interesting stuff. And then you kind of assuming what's going to happen, but you don't really know. And then when it happens, you're like, wow, all the men are dying. The president died. This person died. And then your boy wakes up like, hey, everybody, what's going on? You know, and yeah. he's such a loser. See, this is like, God damn it. Of course he would survive, you know. And so I just thought that the whole thing was really well done. I mean, especially for a novice, a person who's never known anything about this. I was really, really intrigued with the setup. And I wanted to get to the next episode. Go ahead, Jen.
I love it. Oh. I love this comic book. And I kind of like want to just like go and read this again. I mean, like it won tons of awards. Mm-hmm. It was released by Vertigo, which is
DC.
Yes. The independent
dark DC. Right.
So, and I want to recommend people listening to this podcast to not only read, which Vertigo's gone now, right? Or which one's gone? Dark Horse or Vertigo?
Dark Horse is definitely gone. I thought Vertigo was gone too. I thought they both were gone.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for, but indies, there's still tons of indies. And actually, obviously, I always have outweighed, especially now, the big two. But I would recommend checking out indies, but also checking out like maybe what I would consider like art indies or like internet indies where like, publish books, you can purchase them, but they're not like at your local comic book store normally.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So I'm Montego Bradley from Fans on Patrol.
Yes.
And I'm watching the first episode of Why the Last Man.
Yes.
Do you recommend I go read the book now? Or do you think I should just watch,
you
know, what's going on and enjoy it and then read the book after and compare?
Okay. So I actually would recommend that you read all of it right now.
Really?
Because I think that like it's so good. And that you'll enjoy it. And then I think that enjoying it maybe probably won't ruin your enjoyment of the show. But if you wait to read it until after you watch the show, it might be years.
Well, that's gonna do it, man. Why the Last Man, it's a definite recommend from me, and it's a definite recommend from Tiflebot from what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
I enjoy the stuff. I can't wait to watch the next one. So, man, we're going to take a final break. We're coming back because we're here to talk about the scary movie, man. It's not Maleficent. What is it called? Malignant.
Malignant.
We'll be right back. We are back, man. It's time for the big daddy, man. HBO Max. Malignant, man. This thing is a crime, horror, mystery, thriller, man. Madison is paralyzed by shocking visions of grisly murders, and her torment worsens as she discovers that these walking dreams are in fact terrifying realities. That's the synopsis. Now, this is a 2021 rated R, 1 hour, 51 minutes. We're back to the horror genius, James Wan directed this sucker. And I love the little thing they had on the thing on the app that said, hey, you know, we're doing something different this time, you know. So I said, okay, James Wan doing your thing, doing a horror movie. This thing picked up a lot of traction really quick, Tiflebot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like nothing, and then all of a sudden everybody was like talking about it. I watched it out of just like curiosity. I was like, well, what the hell is this? Because it was on their main, you know, page on HBO Max. And mm-hmm. I saw like the scenes where the world was dissipating. And I was like, this looks like shit. And but I saw James.
And I was like, this looks like shit.
But I saw James Wan and I said, okay, if this is horror and this is James Wan, who's like quickly becoming like a Wes Craven or some shit like that, you know, I said, let me give it a chance. So I decided to watch it. And I know you just went on So Wizard Podcast and did a commentary with not a commentary, but a review discussion with those great folks over there, our family members. And I didn't listen to it because I wasn't going to do this on a show, but I said, you know what? I want to do it on a show. And so then I made sure I didn't listen to what was going on because I didn't want to know, you know, your opinion on it on that show. So here we are, man. So go check her out over there on Soul Wizard because Tiflbot was over there being a star. And now she's over here with me because I wanted to talk about the damn
not
thing.
Not being a star over here.
So who's in this damn movie, Tiff?
Okay, so this movie stars Annabelle Wallace, Maddie Hassan, George Young, Jacqueline McKenzie, and Nicole Brianna White.
Who the hell?
No,
is
that? Mikkel. Mick with an M.
Oh, forgive me.
Well, I'm just saying if you're going to look her up, you're not going to find her if you put Nicole in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. I didn't look at the IMDb. I just listened to you. That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to say Mikkel.
Yeah, because her mother.
There you go. It kind of sounds like Michael.
She was tripping. Her mom was super tripping.
I actually don't mind it, Nicole.
Really?
Yeah. Like it. Anyway.
So, man.
one word. I want to hear yours first.
It is time for one. You want to hear my one word first?
Yes.
Okay. My one word was, yeah!
Jesus, Mary, and fucking Joseph. Jesus fucking Christ.
My one word.
Listen.
A gleeful yeah. Oh my God. No. You're about to ruin this. What's your one word?
I'm not about to ruin it. I'm going to have to say confused.
Really?
Because when I watched it, I thought it was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
God damn.
But then I went on some
research. Your mind got changed?
Kind of. I'm so confused by this movie. I don't even know how I'm going to talk about it today because I didn't watch it again.
Okay.
I did not watch it twice.
I didn't watch it twice. I watched it last week.
No. But my opinion may have changed. So I probably should have watched it again to see if it had. But I can kind of don't think. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, go on.
Well, let's get into it.
Start.
Let's hit those spoilers. So this thing starts and lady comes home and it's a big house like in all James Wan movies. It's all big old ass houses.
Yes. Beautiful old houses.
Right. She walks in and her husband is sitting on the bed and they go hard when he's a loser because he's doing nothing but watching.
Yeah. There is some like bad act, but that's, this is going to be so hard for me. Like, feel like there's two of me because this was to say this, there's bad acting in this movie. But then Joey was like, yeah, but that's like the point because it's no mom. And I was like, okay, anyway. So yes, that guy is like,
he's terrible.
They drew him right out of stereotypical asshole. Like he's laying at home. She's working.
It went
she's
hard. Pregnant. Tim. It went you hard. Know, it went
he
hard.
He was like abusive.
Well, you know, he's just like sitting there and he's watching UFC and it's loud as she's talking. Now, you know, if I'm at home, my wife comes home and she's like looking like that, I'm going to turn the TV down and be like, damn, you had a rough day, huh? Because she's pregnant and she's just like huffing. And because she's pregnant and you didn't even come downstairs when she come in the house, that's kind of, it kind of like an asshole vibe right there. So I'll take a break. I mean, I'm put a pin in it because we actually missed the first part, which I think, and I'm going to tell you why we missed the first part. We missed the first part because I don't think the first part of this movie should actually even be in it. I think it ruins
Fuck
it.
Fuck you. It's no.
I think it ruins
that
it.
That is what you.
It ruins
listen,
it.
Listen, you have to watch the whole fucking thing and consider the whole fucking thing.
I get
you
it.
You can't just be like, but this would be so good if that didn't.
No.
That part of the fucking movie informs the rest of it.
Yeah, and I think they should have left it out. But what I'm talking about is they start with this emergency happening, and it's in the hospital, and they got lab coats, and then they got a security guard, and they're like, he's killed everybody. And then she, you know, they open the door, he breaks the guy's arm, and then she goes in, and it's just like, what the, it's like you're looking at some withered, shitty, like, penis with a teeth, you know, with hair, and you're
it
like,
it felt a little like a pumpkin, like pumpkin head.
Like, right, it was like really shitty stuff, and you're like, wow, what the hell was that? And it's sitting there like, you know.
Oh my God, that is scarier than anything that happened to me.
I mean, but that's how it was. And you were like, this is terrible. And then they're like, we got it under control. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why did they show that? It's anyway.
Oh my God.
So that happens. And when that happens, Tiff, I'm like, this is going to be bad. I don't know. What were you thinking at that time?
Yes. But now I don't know anymore. But yeah, when I first was watching this, I was like, I'm about to have a bad time.
Me too.
That's what I thought when I was watching this shit. I was like, shit's about to be bad for nearly 2 hours.
That's what I thought too. So then we get to the next scene, the pregnant woman, blah, 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 all the way to the end. And we get to the point where, you know, she turns off the TV. He was like, it just went so hard with, I'm watching that. And he gets up and Tip, he tears her ass up on that wall. I was like, yes. I was holding my head when he pushed her against that wall. I was, God damn, dude, you're that bad. And then I'm sorry. He goes downstairs.
Well, the weird thing is, though, that like she's a nurse and she's like, this is probably fine.
Yeah, she didn't have, you know, she's like,
you are concussed at best.
Yeah, oh, hey, Tim.
You should be going to the hospital.
My head hurt after that head hit that wall. I was like, God damn, dude, was that necessary? And, you know, he wasn't even drinking or nothing. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, just being an asshole. So she's hurting. He goes downstairs, try to come upstairs. You know, she locks the door. I'm like, yeah, lock that door. But you should be calling the police and get his punk ass out of there. And so, because he makes a...
Oh, 100%. It wasn't just like, but you know what? And this is nothing. That can be hard.
But still.
It's the cycle of abuse.
It
so
is.
Whatever.
That's
but
true.
I was just surprised that she wouldn't have, like, because she's a nurse... And she was so concerned about losing the baby because this has been
because he craps on her about it. He's like, yeah, you keep losing the baby.
Was like, which was, that
what
was,
the fuck?
That was really, I've never had a child or lost a child. I've never had that happen to me. So like, but that must be.
Tiff, you're a human being.
And if I heard that and I was watching the movie, I was like,
yeah.
So I can't imagine if someone actually said that to me, I might be like, well. I wasn't able to leave you before, but I think I found the strength.
She should have just went to the cupboard, got the gun, came out and shot him in his throat. Shot him in the throat. Just, you know.
But so he's sleeping on the couch because they've had a fight.
Tiff.
And this, okay. I want to talk about this. I talked about this on the other show, but this is important to me.
This is the scariest shit in this whole movie to me, man.
Yes. Okay. Because let me tell you. He does this thing throughout the movie that I kind of actually do like.
Oh, I dig it.
Which is where he builds suspense with no payoff because you hear the fucking blender going, which I am afraid of. I'm not afraid of blenders. Like,
afraid of your hand getting in there.
But like, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So like in fucking horror movies like that, I'm like, and this is James Wan, the guy who did Saw. So I'm like, there's going to be like either somebody, a half an arm is going to be sticking out of it, or he's going to put his fingers in there for some reason, or the killer's nope, he just turns it off.
Tip.
But the buildup is so long that I was like,
at this point I'm thinking it's ghost, you know, so yes, I'm like, a ghost is gonna put his hand in there,
yes,
because then the refrigerator opens and he don't know what the hell is going on. And then he goes into the living room, and Tiff, I shit my drawers when that woman was sitting on that couch.
See, that didn't scare me, but like, you are kind of
it scared the shit out of me.
You're new to this a little bit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It scared the shit out of me, and I was like,
so this I did not find this movie scary at all.
Oh shit! And then what got me was when the lights came back on, the
she was gone, and then
the couch cushion refluffed itself.
That scared you? Ooh, I wrote that down as something to laugh about. I was like, that is the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I dug it. And so then, you know, dude's neck get broke.
Oh, and it, I mean, you guys, it is not just like snap. It's like almost twisted off his body.
Yeah. And then the thing started chasing her. And I'm sitting in my house just screaming, Tiff. I'm like, ah! And she runs up the stairs. And then the door get kicks in and knocks her across the wall. I'm like, this girl had a rough goddamn night, Tifflebot. She just came.
It's been a bad day.
She came home from work. It was already bad when she got home. She walked up the stairs huffing and goddamn the dude knock her head up against the wall. And then she get chased to hell from some demon from hell all the way up the stairs and get a door thrown on top of her ass. It's just like, God damn.
I will say that I want to put a pin in this because I'm not sure why. Okay, I'm not even gonna put a pin in. I'm just gonna ask because knowing what we know later, why was he killed?
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
Because he was a piece of shit.
But okay, putting a pin in it because it will spoil things. Okay. But we already said spoilers.
He was a piece of shit, and he.
I know, but the thing
he harmed her.
Whatever, but that doesn't matter.
Oh, you said because
that thing wanted to harm her.
Yeah, but you know.
So why would he care?
I'm the biggest harmer in the room here. I'm going to. Matter of fact, I don't like anybody. I'm just gonna kill everything. I mean, because that's how that thing
fair,
was going.
Fair.
So you know, the next day.
That's not exactly how the story is presented, but fair enough.
The cops show up, and then we got
the cops.
Chakawa.
We gotta talk about the cops.
What was his name? Chakawa, some shit like that. The
oh my god, his name's like Kakoa, I think.
Kakoa and fake ass Wanda Sykes, right? Because she was.
Oh my god, she was like Wanda Sykes, like an off brand Wanda Sykes.
Fake ass Wanda Sykes.
Like a Dollar Tree Wanda Sykes. Like that is like 100%. They couldn't afford Wanda Sykes, so that's a fucking
But we can afford fake ass Wanda Sykes.
It hurts me to laugh. It hurts me to laugh this way. But here's my problem with this fucking movie. Here's one of my problems. Okay. These people show up to a crime scene.
Yeah.
And she's like, uh-oh, here comes Mrs. Love Goggles. I was like, you're showing up to a violent crime scene. I just don't think that I'd be like, bow, 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 as I'm like walking into a house where there's like a mutilated body.
Well, coming from a law enforcement background, Tifflebot, you know, it's kind of like that. I'm being honest with you.
Listen, I actually, you know what?
It's kind of like that.
I know someone whose husband's a cop, and they do say that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know? So that didn't
but
bother
it's
me.
Not, it's not the joke necessarily, I guess. So forgive me for that. It is that she's even talking about the fact that somebody like loves, like has a crush. Why?
Yeah.
Do we care that there's no payoff for that?
I'm going to be honest with you. 100%, as I always is. The crush never paid off.
Correct.
It must have hit the cutting room floor. It must have hit the cutting room floor.
If you listen to So Wizards podcast, he is surmising, Joey is surmising that all of these things that I am seeing as bad and that you are maybe not noticing because you're just enjoying being scared are intentionally done to pay homage to movies of the past that were bad on accident, basically.
Well, maybe, but the crush never paid off. I don't give a damn what she was paying.
No, but there's that crush, yes. But then there's also they introduce
their sister,
a rival crush, but that also never pays off.
It did not pay off, but it wasn't necessary, so I was fine with it.
None of it's necessary.
Sister comes in and she's gonna like
show the fucking the sister comes in and she's like, which this whole fucking thing is weird, right? Because the husband's dead. The cops are looking at the husband. They think it's an intruder. There was a claim that it was an intruder.
Yes.
The wife is in the hospital because she was also attacked.
Lost the baby.
Lost the baby, which I guess was that whole baby thing just a red herring? Nah. Was it just to like make us think that maybe it was the baby that was doing
No, Tiff, I don't think it was a red herring. I think the woman got her skull smashed into the goddamn thing.
I realize that, but what is the point?
And then the goddamn door gets pushed on her. I mean,
No. Yes. I understand that she lost her baby because of those things.
Well, I think that.
But what was the point of her even having that backstory to begin with?
Because they mentioned it toward the end.
In the middle, she was like, I've always wanted a blood relative. Yeah. I was adopted.
And I was feeding, and somebody mentioned that somebody was feeding on somebody. So let's keep it moving for the.
Anyway,
for
so
the fans.
Yes.
So
the sister comes in and she's coming from work. And I just think that if my sister's husband had been murdered and she was in the hospital, I probably wouldn't go to work that day.
Let me tell you something else. We getting the hell out of this big ass creepy house. this is bullshit. We're going to go down to the Red Roof Inn. And we're going to chill out and we're going to have, pretzels and potato chips like we used to do when we was kids. And we're going to pay $20 a day for the hotel and we're going to have a good time. We're not going to stay up in this creepy ass house where your husband was just murdered. And then,
yes, I agree with you. It's like, it's my home. And I'm like, it was already a little scary. And now right. the thought of your, it, here's right. the thing. Even if he was a bad man and you wanted him gone,
I don't want to be
in
his house.
Feel weird, not only because he was died in there, but also because at this point, you believe that you had a home invasion. And this dumb bitch goes inside and doesn't lock the door.
Yeah.
Like when the fucking doors blow open and she's running around really fast trying to lock all the doors, I was like, why wouldn't you fucking make sure those were locked before?
And
if I was her sister, I would have made sure they were all locked.
A home intruder comes in, kills my husband, who I don't give a shit about.
Right.
I'm going straight to the gun store and buying the gun and ammo.
At the very least, I'm locking my front door.
At the very least, I'm sitting there with a shotgun looking at the door all night long for somebody to come in.
One time, somebody made a noise outside of my house at night. And I don't fucking know. The neighbor came home late. I don't know.
Y'all was sitting there like...
And I could not go back to sleep. I was like, this is where, this is how I die. So I couldn't imagine just doing, I couldn't imagine. All I'm saying is that like, that would not work for
Tiff,
me.
Tiff, I would have turned into a QAnon gun toting Second Amendment mother pus bucket in a heartbeat. I'd have been sitting up there with every gun talking about this America. Shit. I'm telling you, guns. Anyway. So she sees the entity the next day. It's all about ghosts, Tiff, and I'm loving this because it's about ghosts, and I'm loving it. And, you know, she, like you said, the whole house got disrupted and stuff, and, you know, she's going to the cops now, right? Because
I think that she goes there because she's having visions. Like, she has that vision of something bad happening to someone.
Oh, it was
and
the...
And then it does... And then it happens.
It was the male doctor. She watched this whole murder happen.
No. She watched the female doctor get murdered.
I thought it was the male first and then the female.
And then she had another vision. She had the first vision and then the second vision.
No. I'm going to straighten you out.
And she didn't... And no. And then she... Because she didn't go until she has another vision. She's like, we have to go to the police now that you've had this vision. And
right. She had the vision of the male doctor, the guy with the hotel
so
across
go
the
there,
street.
Which, yeah. by the way.
Yeah. She would have been arrested on the spot.
I would like to
say. She'd have been arrested on the spot.
First of all, before this even happens, they talk about her being a suspect in her husband's murder.
And then she got the complete
details.
And they
never bring her in. They're like, it says like two weeks later. I'm no, she would have already been in there.
Yeah.
So the thing is that this guy, so she's like, hey, this guy, I had a vision of him. He was a doctor. He got in my vision. He died. And I'm only telling you this because someone else in the vision died, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so they believe her and they go but they're like, I'm going to have to knock on every. No, you're not. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, does a fat, bald, old man live here?
That's true.
Like, you're not going to knock on every door. Like, you're just going
to
find out where he is and go there.
He was crazy as hell because. You saw the wet feet prints into your closet.
That
you just
is what
cleaning it
I
up.
Said.
You're cleaning it up?
You're
dude.
Not, you're not thinking that's a. I wouldn't think, oh my God, a ghost. I would think, oh my God, a person
where's
came
the
in 45? Through my open window.
Yes, I need my 357 Magnum because
like,
I'm not alone.
I'm just going to wipe. I'm like, no, sir. See, that's the kind of thing. That's why the So Wizard team changed my mind because I was like, some of this shit is so fucking egregious. It has to have been done on purpose. And if it's being done on purpose, it must be for my amusement.
That was absolutely done on purpose. I mean,
right, but then I started to think about all the other ridiculous things about this movie, like the weird telling of the time and the fact that the police are kind of like buffoons a little, like shit like that.
Yeah,
and then what happens much later in the movie, which is fucking outrageous.
I fucking love it.
So they find this man, and by the way, the killings are very much like they kind of turn the camera away or like are very stylized so the blood looks almost fake.
I'm surprised.
But then
they
when
did
they
that
showed
with a rated
this
R.
man,
yeah.
When they showed this man, He had brutalized. There was just, it's like the makeup department just sprinkled some teeth on hamburger meat. Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, because you're right about the sequence, because she takes the female doctor's trophy and turns it into a Freddy Krueger weapon, which I dug because the movie started out as a ghost, and then next thing you know, it was like a Freddy Krueger, and then it was like a Jason and Friday 13th, all in one movie. I dug that about this movie. So anyway, they make the trophy a signature weapon. I dig that. And then, like, you know, the sister is a suspect now, right? And the other sister wants to redeem her.
The pregnant adopted sister is a suspect. And so the brunette sister is a suspect, and the blonde sister is trying to redeem her.
Exactly. And to
exonerate her.
When that goddamn gal went to that abandoned insane asylum and went into the basement. I'm like, holy
shit. But then nothing happens. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about, where you're like, that there's this horrible, suspenseful lead up. And I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's kind of like,
I think it's red herring. I think it's misdirection on purpose.
Like, if you're, you know, not quite, you don't get to come. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's like, not, you're like, what?
Right.
So like, you're like waiting and waiting. And I think he's doing that on purpose. And I think that that's kind of interesting.
Now, Tiff, when Kakoa started chasing the evil dude, I just knew he, I thought he was a dead man. I did not think he was going to make it. But this part really threw me through a loop, because I didn't know what I was looking at. I was like, okay, this is not a ghost. This is clearly a person. But if this person got powers, I mean, he went down into the dungeons, and, you know, he threw the carriage at him, and he was shooting at him, but the thing was running, but he kept pursuing, but it ended up getting away. I thought that was brilliant. I was like, wow, this is, and it had to.
Yeah, see, and that does make you question, because you're like, if it's a ghost, why wouldn't it just dissipate? Then you're like, oh, it's not a ghost.
No, because it's like dodging them bullets. It ain't want to get shot, right?
Yeah.
And the hair was looking weird, and it looked like the woman's hair, but I couldn't really tell, you know? So
This is maybe, I feel like there are two people living inside of me.
You like it, you know.
And one of them loves this movie, right. and one of them hates this movie.
That's pretty good.
But, this movie does get a little convoluted, right? Because there's just, it's a little bit longer than it needs to be, which I say about a lot of movies, but we find out that what was happening in the beginning of the movie was like, what we were really seeing was that
smashed
who's adopted
her head and woke this clown up because he
it's a teratoma, but a big one. Which, okay, that's actually not a teratoma. Okay, it's a conjoined twin because it has consciousness,
and
right?
It had the little feet and stuff.
It was alive. Like, yeah. it was alive. You murdered that thing. Whatever you thought you did to it, you murdered it because it was a living person.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said with the beginning, I wish I wouldn't have saw the communication through the radio and stuff like that. If they would have left off that first scene, it would have been
more mysterious.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he's going for.
But the mystery was like pretty decent, you know, except for that. Because
everyone listening, it wasn't decent.
Oh, shit, it was decent for me. So anyway.
Listen, I thought the whole time that it was a tumor. I just didn't know in what way it would be presenting itself.
Is that because of the title?
Yeah,
because of the
title. Like, but also because they mentioned tumor. I was like, it's a fucking tumor thing.
So
like, I don't really get why they get so specific about the teratoma.
Uh-huh.
Because like teratoma is a very common type of tumor.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to gross anyone out. Okay. It's gross.
Yeah. So.
So like, anyway.
Tiff, let's talk about my favorite parts.
You have to talk about the fucking surgery where they just push some of whatever's left into her brain.
Yeah. They cut it and push some left.
It's not how brain surgery works.
This is a special case, Tifflebot.
Smush.
She gets locked up, Tifflebot.
Yes.
And then they have the butch type woman just starts picking on our heroine for no reason.
Yes. And then there's
and
other
then they have Foxy Brown, who looked like she was in a whole different movie with her afro and her bell bottoms, decide they're going to beat the shit out of this woman. So they starts beating her, Tiff, and they beating her. next thing you know, everybody dies, stiffle body, in the most gratuitous ways. Everybody dies.
Oh my God.
Everybody dies. And I'm like, this is great. I'm digging all this. I'm like, this is like off the chain. But then she goes upstairs, Tiff. And it's open season on every cop in the building. It was worse than Terminator.
Fucking put that fucking coat on and flip that collar up.
With the arms.
I swear to God, it is a stuntman in a coat that is buttoned up over his head and they have put a fake head on top. That is how bad that looks. I laughed. Tip. The whole time.
She went ham on them cops up there, man. She was cutting arms off. She was stabbing them in the face.
Oh, my God.
When she threw that chair at fake-ass Wanda Sykes, she threw that stuff across the... Tiff, you know how heavy that damn chair was?
Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead.
Every cop in the city. And then one of them was like, I'm going to call 911. Well, we are 911. So anyway, person that made it was Goggles Crush, right? She's the only one that made it.
Correct.
Because she was in the basement. That was her purpose for being in the movie. It was to save fake-ass Wanda Sykes, you know, get her to safety, you know. So it's bad, Tiff. So, you know.
Oh, my God. You guys, so, I mean, if you haven't caught on by now, I guess we didn't say it out loud, is that the teratoma, the tumor is still there. Gabriel is still there. He is the back of her head.
I dug it, Tim.
And so
I dug it.
He comes out and it's the face, and then like he breaks his joints and uses her backwards. So they,
I thought he killed the sister in the hospital because, you know, the mother was in the hospital and they shot. And they,
yes, because the mother fell through the ceiling.
Oh, that jacked me up when it happened to him. I wasn't ready. I was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, what's going on, man? I was this lady in the You're ceiling.
Like, oh, my God. No, I think it's great. There was never explained why Gabriel, which is the name of the twin, the tumor, had super strength.
Because he had to. And now she got super strength.
When she's in the, he traps her kind of like in the, what they call, like in her own mind.
Yeah.
And so like, that's kind of how they do it, right? She turns it around on him and traps him in there for forever.
Yeah. Until the
supposedly.
Next movie. Supposedly. Yeah, because I think they made a new Freddy Krueger here. I think they have the signature weapon, and I think that this character will be back. I don't think this is a one-shot, honestly, you know?
No, it's not a stinger. You don't have to watch till the end. The last scene is just them implying that he's still in there.
I didn't see that.
They hug, and, like, she hugs her sister, and then the radio and the mom, it's in her biological mom's room.
Uh-huh.
And then when that's happening, the radio is like,
bzz, oh, well, you need to kill this goddamn woman. She can't, y'all both got to go because this is ridiculous. You know, he didn't kill
a
whole precinct and a whole jail cell. You know, goodness gracious, how many people got to go before your life is worth something?
I'm just saying, franchise or whatever.
So that's about it, Tiff. I enjoyed the ride. I enjoyed the shit.
I got to say, I've had my mind changed. I feel like two people, I would watch this again. That's all I have to say, really, is so that much I would
fun.
Watch it again.
It's so much goddamn fun. I'm sorry. It was so much fun. So, man, that's going to do it. I'm the host of Fangirl Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. You know, this week we got our Patreon coming. We have a request for the original Batman and Robin. Lord help us. So tune into that when that happens. Hopefully you enjoy the Bruce Lee tribute. With me is my dynamite, fierce co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people. Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.